Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Everybody's talking about it. We are still too, because there's so many lanes to this story that that are up for discussion, that are up for debate, that we're going to be getting into another one, another legal one, especially now we're later in the week and more people have had a chance to digest the crash and the story of Mackenzie Schirilla, and more phone calls have come out and more interviews have been given to the detriment of Mackenzie Schirilla, in my opinion, by her own parents. We'll get into all of that. Mackenzie Schirilla has 36 conduct violations in less than 3 years at Ohio Reformatory for Women, guilty on 32. So the judge who put her away and said, yeah, I don't think you're going to fare well in there. I think you're going to go well past your 15 years because you can't control yourself. So far, she's right. On recorded calls, she says she doesn't need rehabilitation, calls herself the third victim, and announces plans to become a life coach. That's my personal favorite. Her parole eligibility is September 2037. Defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis is with us to help us break all this down on whether that date means anything anymore. So here we are. And of course, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Welcome, everyone. So 36 conduct violations in 3 years. She's a new prisoner. I would imagine if you're a bit of the personality type of Mackenzie, entering into the prison system is a bit of an adjustment. You're probably going to rack up maybe more in the first couple of years. I could be wrong. Unauthorized medication, altered clothing, contraband, refusing to work assignments. There's a lot of other ones too. Some very sexual that kind of go with the clothing area. Eric, can violations like this, how can violations like this affect her parole date?
Sure. So, I mean, just from the outset, a parole date is a chance. It's not a guarantee. It's not some promise that you're getting out. It is sort of your first opportunity to convince folks that you can be safe in the community. And so certainly these violations are going to be looked at, because on parole, they're determining, hey, has this person been rehabilitated? Can they be safe in the community? Can they follow the law? And if you have 30-something violations in a matter of 3 years, your chances are looking kind of grim.
Even though it's early on, I mean, obviously her parole date 2037, I believe. So we're talking, you know, about 11 years from now is when the eligibility is going to be there. So is this common at the beginning for someone who is, you know, young and dumb like Mackenzie Schirilla, and that's putting it nicely, to be off the rails at the beginning? Do people tend to calm down a little bit, get their shit in line and play by the rules? Or, I mean, we're talking 11 more years. If she does the straight and narrow from here on out, how much does the beginning affect her?
Sure. So I think that parole boards certainly understand immaturity. You know, Mackenzie Schirilla, I think, is 21 years old or something. She's still kind of a kiddo. And so they're going to look at that. They're going to look at progress over time. They're going to look at changes over time. So she's got a chance to turn this around. But gosh, this many violations this early on, even for a person who's new to the system, I think it's rather unusual. Oftentimes they get in there and many of them want to mind their P's and Q's and do things by the book, because they know they have that parole eligibility date. They know that their behavior is going to be looked at. And so usually you're not transgressing, you know, 10 plus times, let alone 30 plus times within 3 years. I think it's somewhat unusual.
Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers now. It is highly unusual, the numbers that come in on that. Eric, I, as we started this segment and Tony's talking about her being a life coach, the only thing that pops into my mind is, sign me up. I want to see this. I want to see this Nutter show, right?
I do too.
Which then brought me down the line, which I'm curious from you, Eric. So I know you have Son of Sam laws, which apply in some states and not states, you know, benefiting from the death of someone else that they conduct, you know, legal stuff in there, right? But I'm wondering, can she actually profit by that? Because I would imagine you actually have nutters like me out there said, oh, that'd be an interesting show. We could actually make an entire podcast around her coaching, right? Could she profit from that? I mean, because think about that. This girl's a complete nutter. You're going to have some people that are sycophants that are going to want to be in her cult. And then you're going to have freaks like us like, oh my God, let's see what this nut house looks like, right? Can she actually benefit from that and profit from it behind bars?
You know, I'm not aware of any hard and fast legal prohibition on her pursuing certain entrepreneurial endeavors and who knows, maybe she'll be the next Tony Robbins.
Because, you know, you listen to her mom and her on the phone, which was sickening, right? About how close they are and how far that apple did not fall from that tree. And you can imagine the mother being the surrogate, getting the instructions, you know, very, oh my God, it's like a fucking cult, you know, from her daughter, you know, about how to have this shit and making a profit off it. It's just abhorrent and disgusting. And then, I'm sorry, I'm on a rant today on this stuff. I was thinking about this stuff. I was on the road the last couple of days. As you notice, I'm not got the camera behind me, right?
Put Robin in a car and then let him out.
So I'm thinking about that, but you started that this morning, Tony, with the whole life coach thing. But then I'm thinking about, because we started the segment with this, you saying enough people have had time to watch Netflix. Netflix is the smartest marketer in the entire world right now, because they keep putting shows like this out that all the podcasts keep talking about, and they leave it enough up to everyone else the decision when it went on to get people watching. So, I'm noticing these things, man.
Let's talk about the Son of Sam laws for a second.
Though. Yeah,
I mean, because I've been seeing a lot of kerfuffle. It's my word of the week is kerfuffle.
That's a good
everyone,
one.
Kerfuffle. I borrowed it from a grandmother I met at a Piggly Wiggly in 1988.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly. I remember those too. I lived in North and South Carolina.
Someday I'll use that on a podcast, wise old lady. I said as I got my Skittles and skedaddled on. When we're talking about the kerfuffle about the profiting. I mean, there's a way of looking at this, and I'm assuming the law probably is not caught up, because I know a lot of people are concerned. The laws are out of date. They're applying to the O.J. Simpson era of media, where you write a book, If I Did It, things of that nature, where people then try to profit off of blatant exploitation of the crime that they're accused of committing or did commit. There's that. That's pretty blatant. Writing a book, making a movie. That's how the world used to work. I mean, and you could still profit. I mean, that still could be a avenue to block. And in a lot of states, it is blocked. But I think the concern a lot of people have, and I don't know that there's really a true way to litigate it. You tell me, Eric, is the fact that it's not about telling the story. It's about the brand of who the person is. This person, Mackenzie, doesn't have to go and tell her story again. She doesn't have to get people on her side. She already is, in a lot of people's minds, a third victim. And there's plenty that don't agree with that. And I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying there's a good chunk of society that feels that way. She has a fan club. It's been there for a while. It's been there before this doc. It will be there after, and it continues to grow. She just has to have the brand. So she thinks she's going to be a life coach. She could really do anything, not in relation to the murders here or the manslaughter, whatever the hell you want to call it, the accident, whatever. She could just do a YouTube channel. I'm saying when she's out. She could do a social media. She could do something that is just based solely on her existence, very much in the lane of What's her name? The name escapes me. Killed her mother, the syndrome in,
oh, yeah, yeah,
in
yeah, yeah,
Springfield,
yeah.
Illinois, oh, yeah. Oh, Springfield, wow. Missouri.
Somebody rose.
By proxy, something by proxy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah. Oh,
somebody rose. What is her name?
Yeah, Gypsy. Gypsy,
yeah, Rose. Gypsy, Rose. Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose.
All of Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose kind of has her own brand going on, and it's not about how I killed my mom. It's about I'm Gypsy Rose. Don't you like me? There's a lot of people that would look at Mackenzie and go, I'm Mackenzie. Don't you like me? And there's a lot of people who go, yeah, I do. And she can make a lot of money off of just being her, off of her celebrity, essentially. Celebrity for a dark reason, but celebrity nonetheless. I don't know how you would litigate something that says basically you can't profit off existing. You can't profit off of taking the story and saying, here's how I killed my friends or why I'm an innocent victim here. But here's this makeup I'm wearing. Here's the link to buy some. That sort of thing. People are concerned that she could make a shitload of money off of that, more than they're making in their jobs, and they're mad.
I got it. So Eric, tell me if this sounds accurate or not, because again, we got to double check AI, right? So there are strict limits on inmate communications, because I'm not aware of how that works, and I'm hoping you know. Well, I'm hoping I know you know more than I do on it. So all phone calls, mail, and emails are monitored, as we know, and recorded. Any discussion of business instructions, coaching content, marketing, or profit strategies would be visible to prison staff and could be flagged as attempting to conduct external business. So is attempting to conduct external business from behind bars, is that illegal?
You know, I don't know that it's illegal. Like I don't think there's a criminal law against it. Now, there might be institutional regulations that prohibit right. that kind of thing. Certain facilities might disallow that kind of activity.
Right. So let's hope they got to update the rules
after?
Right now, right?
What about after? Yeah. Not even from prison. That's what I'm getting at, Eric.
Totally. Yeah. So, you know, Tony, to your point, some SAM laws usually preclude profiting off the crime, but they don't necessarily preclude profiting off of the notoriety. Now, mm-hmm. there becomes an issue right. when the notoriety is based on the crime. That's why people know her.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and so is it in that sort of a slightly more attenuated sense still profiting off the crime? Could someone try to accuse her of a violation of some SAM laws should she go down that route? Like you said, I don't think the law has caught up with social media where people can have a YouTube channel where, you know, 30 years ago, the Menendez brothers or something, if they got out, they didn't have that opportunity. They didn't have those tools at their disposal. And so this is kind of a new thing that I think you're going to have to change the Son of Sam laws in some way.
Well, I mean, essentially what the Son of Sam laws did is it really shut down the gatekeeper. It shut down the gatekeeper from profiting. So the gatekeeper wouldn't be interested in partnering with the killer to make money, because you're not going to make money because the law says you can't. All that has to go over to the victim. So there's no television network. There's no publishers going to be like, yeah, let's put our efforts into this just for the hell of it. So the gatekeepers get shut down. I wonder, I mean, could that be updated to the world of YouTube and Facebook and whatever the hell exists in 10 years from now, of like maybe the policies of the companies should be if you've committed X type of crime, you can't have a platform here or where you can't monetize any. I don't know. I mean, it gets really tricky as to what you can and can't do. And then also truly, where are you then stepping on someone's civil liberties of just being able, if they do get free for legal reasons, because they've served their time and they're just trying to make a living, and even if it is off of their celebrity, but they're not talking about the crime, it's just they're notorious. And they're able to sell makeup products or whatever the hell that is. Is that profiting off of the crime itself? That's the gray area that I don't know. I don't know. We want it litigated. Should that be? Is that, I mean, just opinion wise, do you think that would be a bridge too far to go in terms of trying to litigate of what people can and can't do to make money once they've served their time?
So to sort of conceptualize this, my understanding is some Son of Sam laws prohibit like a publishing house for books from publishing a book if it's from the crime and from the criminal. Isn't YouTube, isn't Facebook, isn't Instagram, aren't those things like publishing houses? Aren't they distribution networks? And so should it be applicable to them? You know, like you said, you get into some murky territory because these folks, if they do get on the outside, you know, they're entitled to make a life for themselves. They're entitled to try to put food on the table. And you know, they're going to have a lot less opportunities than other folks in different situations. And so they might have to grasp at these more remote chances that could implicate their celebrity or infamy or however you want to put it. And should we lock those chances down too, when those are the very limited opportunities they're going to have on the outside anyway? I think that could go too far at some point, but how far is too far? I don't know.
Or she could interpreting.
Or she could go crass with Anna Kepner's stepbrother and make a living that way instead of trying to profit off her notoriety. Because, you know, the Son of Sam law is also known as notoriety for profit laws. I would think, like we've been talking about, they should be able to, because of when those were made, all these things didn't exist. And if I love the title, that notoriety for profit. And if she's profiting from notoriety, I think it should be regulated. I think it should be shut down.
So she couldn't. So if that were to be in place, essentially we'd be saying, so if she wants to make a YouTube channel just as herself, she's not talking about the crime. She's not even bringing it up once. She's doing makeup tips. I'm just throwing an example there. Makeup tips, period. That's it. Makeup, you know. It'd be an interesting one would be makeup tips from the Big House, where she's giving tips to people in jail about how to make makeup, how to use other things for makeup from her own experiences. I mean, you could do a lot of things that are not about the murder that are just, is that wrong at that point? Because in the past, you're not going to get like O.J. Simpson's golfing expert. I mean, here's the thing. If O.J. Simpson published a book about golf, is that profiting off of notoriety?
So, and here's a question for that, Eric. So, would something like this work? Where if it was used in the trial, that actually counts as being able to exclude it from her being able to use that later in life. In other words, if her TikToks of her doing makeup and stuff was used during a trial, that can't be used. In other words, she can't then later on, because it was profiting then from the notoriety of something that was covered in the trial. Would that stand, do you think, in any way? Is that reasonable or unreasonable?
What I hear you saying, Robin, is that there needs to be metrics. There needs to be specific standards that can sort of better crystallize how these laws should be applied. And so, like you said, an example would be if it was evidence in your trial, then you can't use it later to make money off it. But that gets a little hairy too, because what if it's defense evidence? What if it's evidence that the defendant believes supports their innocence? They can't talk about the fact that they feel they were wrongly convicted after this. Like, I feel like they can talk about that. And to Tony's point, what if they're talking about something totally unrelated? You know, I think we've got to be careful about how much we circumscribe their ability to be a regular person once they get out. And so those are things that to be mindful of too, even with people who are immensely unpopular.
Yeah, I just wondered, you know, it's so funny. We cover her on this angle because, you know, we're being very thoughtful, I think, and we're interrogating our thoughts and ideas when it comes to what she was charged with murder. And, you know, we've been really discussing the fact that we don't believe it was her intent to murder. It was her intent to scare the living hell out of people, and people died, and she almost died too from this. And so we're covering that different angle. But at the same time, I want her hammered for the rest of her life because she's such an important human being. So my negative confirmation bias is coming in on the other side.
I mean, it's easy to be, you know, sitting there with a pitchfork, like, but at the end of the day, look, if we're going to be in a society where we do release people at some point in time, because our society says some things you go away forever, some you don't. We have a system that releases at certain points with parole. If we're going to do that, we cannot then get angry at them for repeat violations if we're not allowing them to make a reasonable living. And I agree. There are Son of Sam laws are great. I don't have any problem with not profiting off of the murder. But again, there are certain things where we're in a creator society. It doesn't take murder to become popular. She has a personality. I mean, you know, it's like it or hate it. It's something. It's a weird personality. Life coach would be an interesting job. But we can't. I just feel like, okay, you got to give her an opportunity to, as long as she's not harming anyone, she's not profiting off of her crimes. She wants to do, get some sort of profit off of her notoriety, but not in that sort of a sense. Okay. I mean, I don't care, whatever. I mean, as long as you're not hurting anybody further and you're not becoming a nuisance to society and a burden on society further, because no one will hire you if making makeup videos or something is your lane, do we have to shut that down? I guess is kind of the, I don't know. Do we scorn, if we're going to scorn them forever, then why are we letting them out? I guess is the question.
Exactly. Why are we letting her out? We're even talking about that.
Why are we? Yeah. I mean, you know,
well, and it's a fair point. So now we're reverse optic again. So if for some chance, she beats the odds of the trajectory she's on with a way higher above average, 36 accusations and what, 32 or the 34, you know,
it's up there. Yeah.
You know, bad things she's done in jail already, which is way above the norm, way above the average. Likelihood of her being paroled in another, what is she up in, like 12 years from now, is slim to none if she keeps on that trajectory, even if she starts getting better. Yeah. I think even at that number, if she holds at that number and doesn't get worse, that is already a very high number.
Yeah. I mean, the odds aren't there that she's going to do great, but it's a bigger conversation, though, I think, because the laws have not caught up to current day society. And I think I'd rather catch the nuances of the issues that we have now on somebody like her, and then where it's like, oh God, you murdered all these people and now you're going to somehow make some money off of it. You know, not that this was, but more, I guess, more of an intentional killing, if you will, of like, I've been planning like a Koberger.
Right.
Her and Koberger are different types of monsters in a way.
Oh, anyway, Rex Heuermann and that whole thing too. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. It's a very nuanced conversation on this one, but I'm looking forward to your thoughts. Their links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.